I don't know why he was nervous. Great job. Keep in mind, next Sunday, anniversary Sunday, we will not have an 8 o'clock service. And you can set your clocks back 1 hour before you go to bed Saturday night and get that extra hour of sleep. And then we will be here at 9:30 for combined Bible class and at 10:30 for our worship service for our anniversary Sunday, our 35th anniversary. And then we'll have a meal together and we will dismiss for the day. We're going to look tonight in the time that we have, and we're going to have an abbreviated service all the other activities that are coming. Last week, Jane and I were listening to a blog from Andy Andrews. And Andy Andrews is big on this idea of what we're going to be talking about tonight. We were listening to one of his blogs where he explained some things. If you're not familiar with him, he's a writer from South Alabama, down off the coast. And he has written several books. Probably one or two of the more popular ones would be The Traveler's Gift, where he talks about seven different things of life that you need to be doing in order for your life to be successful. And then the other one would be I shouldn't have started this because my mind has just gone blank. The Noticer. The other one would be The Noticer, and he's got several others. He's got one that he's trying to get out to everybody before the election, the day that he wrote some time ago, and we have talked about it, and that's a book entitled How Do You Kill 1 Million People? And it's a very interesting book to read, very important book to read, a very short book, but very important, but has nothing to do with this. But what Andy was talking about on this particular blog was asking an individual who had called in with a question, do you have a mentor? And the person that was on this particular blog responded that they had a mentor for just about every area of life, but not one for spiritual things. And Andy told the lady who called in, if you don't have a spiritual mentor, then you are hanging out with the wrong people. And you need to evaluate the people that you're associating with. And you need to find people that are better. If you do not have in your acquaintances and the people that you deal with a mentor for you from the standpoint of spiritual things. A mentor is a close, trusted, and experienced counselor or guide. It's a coach. And with regard to a mentor, what Andy says and says often, and this is going to be the thrust of where I wanted to go tonight, is that every single one of us need a board of directors for our life. And that board of directors for our life will be the individuals that we look to help us see how they did things that turned out successfully. You look at successful parents who raised their children to be faithful Christians and to be successes in life. And you look at those individuals and get to know them and have conversation with them or observe them to learn how do you do that. You watch people who have a successful marriage. A marriage like the Robbins this morning that we celebrate. Today they're celebrating their 60th anniversary. But have a successful marriage where they are still in love with each other and still one another's best friend. And you look at them and you say, how do you do that? And you watch them and you observe them. And this is what he means by a board of directors for your life. That every area of your life, you need to have someone that you are looking to and observing and listening to and watching to see how they do things successfully. And why would you want to imitate somebody who's unsuccessful? Why would you want to take guidance? Or why would you want to take advice from somebody who's not successful in the things that they're doing? And so you want to look for individuals who are being successful. You can even be mentored by people who are no longer alive. And I find it interesting when he said this, that goes all the way back to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, by faith, Abel offered a better sacrifice than his brother Cain, and God was well pleased with it. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. And that's what the whole Bible is about. The entire Bible is about the idea of God showing us individuals who did it right, and then showing us individuals who did not do it right. And he allows all of those individuals to become our mentors. He allows all of those individuals to become basically our board of directors to show us how to live a life to please God. And one of the things Andy Andrews says that got him started on this was from advice from an individual that helped him along the way when he was having a very difficult period in life. And they turned him toward biographies. And he read biographies of individuals who were successes in life and knew how to live and learned a great deal about living life from those biographies. As a matter of fact, it's out of these stories that he learns in these biographies of people who lived life right and what they did and why they did it and how they did it that is the emphasis or the background for his book, The Traveler's Gift. And he was writing and saying all of this, and in the whole time that he's talking, I know that he would say this because I've heard him on other occasions say, I have to approach things this way so that I can be on television and other places. But the background of it always points toward one thing, but I can't come out and say the obvious because I would not be allowed the forum that I have if I say the obvious. So I'm going to say the obvious. Hello? What do you think the Bible is? Who do we think Jesus is? Jesus is our mentor. He tells us how to do everything right and how to do everything the way it ought to be done. And he is the mentor that we ought to follow. He alone ought to be the chairman of the board of directors that we have. And any individual who does not agree with or listen to Jesus is not allowed to be on the board. And nobody ever has to know that they're on your board. Except Jesus, he will know. And he needs to be the one that is the head. Look at this verse. The Apostle Paul writes it, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1. Be imitators of me, just as I also am of Christ. Now, how do we read that verse? Is the Apostle Paul telling us, imitate me to the same degree that you imitate Jesus? No, that's not what he's saying at all. He is saying the one that we are to imitate is Jesus. But he also is striving to be an individual who follows Jesus. And so the Apostle Paul will urge the Christians at Corinth and us as well, imitate me when you see me imitating Christ. Imitate me in the way that I am imitating Christ. And if I am not imitating Christ, don't imitate me, stand opposed to me. Don't imitate me, but correct me. Because Jesus is to be our mentor. And Jesus is to be the one that we imitate. And he expresses it this way to the church at Ephesus. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. And then this one. You also became imitators of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much tribulation with the joy of the Holy Spirit. Have you come to the point yet in your life, and I'm sure most of us have, where you no longer read the Bible as a novelty, and you no longer read the Bible just to say that you are reading it, and you no longer read the Bible in order to get lessons or to come up with something to teach or come up with something to say, but you read the Bible to learn how to live, to learn how to think, and to learn how to be. and to allow Jesus to be your mentor. And this biography of his life, which covers all of the Old Testament and the New Testament, and this word that comes from God, our Creator, and allow it to be the very thing that guides us in life. There's no other book that does that as the Bible does it. There is no other book that is important to read with regard to life and living as is the Bible. And to read it, to learn how God wants us to be and how God wants us to live. And allow that book to become the director and the mentor of my life as it brings me to know and understand Jesus and who he is, who he was, and what he was all about. And then for me to imitate my life after him. But I can't do that if I'm not reading the book, if I'm not looking at his life, learning from his life, and then making myself imitate his life. And then I will be living a life that is successful not only here, but will be successful throughout eternity. It will be the life that hears Jesus say, "Well done, good and faithful servant," because we followed him. So we ask the question again, are you in Christ? Is he the one who's guiding your life? Is he the one who is that important to you in making every decision that you make in life and in living? If you're not in Christ, we want to give you an opportunity to come to him, to come home to him if you need to do that. And we'll do that as together we stand and as we sing.